Albanian rescue workers are desperately searching for survivors between several destroyed buildings. Many residents were believed to be buried under the rubble here after Tuesday's massive earthquake rocked the capital Tirana and western and northern areas. The quake collapsed at least three apartment buildings while people slept. Rescue crews were working to free people feared trapped. But for many, help has come too late. More than a dozen people are known to have died and hundreds were injured. Local media said one of the victims died cradling her grandson, who survived. Witnesses also saw residents fleeing apartment buildings in Tirana, some carrying babies. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama made clear that the country's worst quake in decades was, in his words, a dramatic moment. In published remarks, he urged his people to preserve calm and to stay alongside each other to cope with this shock. The situation is closely monitored by the European Union. The EU's Executive European Commission expressed its solidarity with Albania. Speaking through an interpreter, Commission spokesperson Mina Andreeva made clear that the EU stands ready with emergency aid should it be required.
We were all very shocked by the earthquake which occurred in Albania last night. The HRVP Mogherini and Commissioner Stylianides have just published a declaration expressing our condolences and offering our solidarity to Albania.
Albania's 6.4 magnitude quake was also felt elsewhere in the southern Balkans, followed by multiple aftershocks. In nearby Bosnia-Herzegovina, another earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.4 reportedly struck southeast of the capital and rattled Sarajevo. There were no immediate reports of casualties, and only minor damage in that earthquake was reported. The Albanian quake was also felt in southern Italy. The quake comes at an awkward moment for Albania. The Balkan country of 3 million people is already among Europe's most impoverished nations, and its infrastructure is lacking in several areas. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.